You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob. How are you this morning?
Yeah, brilliant. No, not really. No, I'm better.
Been better, been worse.
Can I just say, before I don't say anything, I just went outside, and it's one of them phenomenons that still does my head in. The sun and the moon are in the sky at the same time.
Ooh,
and the moon was really bright.
Yeah, it was quite beautiful this morning. When I got out of the car, I was thinking the same thing. It had very sort of spooky, cold, wintry vibes to it.
Yeah, I liked it, but it does my head in. I wish it wouldn't happen.
I'm sure I've said this before, but the most embarrassing thing I ever sort of like stored in my brain from childhood, you know how someone tells you something when you're a kid, you don't question it, you just lock it away in the sort of chamber of your head, and then like 20 years later tell someone,
spit it out,
like it's a fact, and they're like, that is just not true. I very confidently told my flatmate when I was about 22 that when you can see the moon during the daytime, it's actually just a reflection of the earth. And he was like, that's just not
I think
I believe that right now.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
That makes a lot of sense. Right now, I've got a couple of space stories.
Ooh, okay, hit us.
They are. They're distraction stories because brain's still not working properly. So anyway, Lego, along with Czech and Slovak space experts, I'll put a little question mark there, launched 1,000 Legonauts on a journey to the edge of space on board 3 stratospheric balloons.
Oh my God. You texted us at the start of the show this morning to watch the video of this, and I would recommend anyone else who's got a few minutes to kill do the same thing. It's beautiful. It's all these little Lego astronauts just floating into space, looking stoked. It's great.
They look happy the whole time.
They see them on 3 roofless 3D printed space shuttles, and then the balloons went up to 34 Ks before bursting.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
But the story carries on, obviously. A survey conducted by Lego in 2019 revealed around 90% of children considered astronauts to be their favourite profession.
Really? Hell yeah.
That surprises me. Still?
Nah, I reckon definitely. It's one of the classics. You've got being a doctor, being an astronaut, and being a teacher. You know, those are the big three.
Lego polling is notoriously trustworthy.
It's just footballer for me.
Oh, yeah, maybe being a singer, like a pop star.
Absolutely. But, it was quite a fantastic read because they all stayed exactly where they were. And they reached speeds of 300 Ks.
Oh, wow. So,
did they glue them in?
No, they clipped them.
Lego clips on them. I know it was all a big marketing thing, but I thought it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And if you're a Lego enthusiast, you now stand a chance to win one of the Legonauts in a special prize draw.
Oh, that's pretty good. I wouldn't mind having a Legonaut that's been to space. That's a party starter if ever there was one, you know, a conversation starter at a party. I'm fascinated to know what people wanted to be when they were little. What did you think you were going to be when you grew up? I wanted to be an ornithologist.
It's specific.
Because I thought the word was cool. And I liked being a show-off and saying, I want to be an ornithologist. And then people being like, what is that? It means someone who studies birds. And then never did anything that would have led me on a path towards
to fruition.
That. No.
At one stage, I wanted to be the third Cray twin.
The Cray triplets.
Right now, I've got one last one, which I actually wanted to put this out to the listeners as well, because this, so much going on here. A coded message has been sent from a spacecraft orbiting Mars to simulate an alien message sent to Earth to prepare us for the first contact.
What?
So the
thingy near Mars is sending a message to New Zealand.
There is nowhere else, is there?
Exactly. Yeah. Bob Geldof, we are the world. But just to beam it down to the world so that we can prepare for another kind of message from aliens.
We know it's coming, though.
Yeah, but we
Yeah, I know. What my question is what would you have put in that message?
Mm. Message in a bottle. Ooh. But not a bottle, because that would come hurtling down to Earth and probably hurt someone.
Beamed from Mars. I find that baffling.
What a waste of time.
It does. This is one of those times where I do actually tend to agree with you a little bit on this, Rob. I'm like slightly confused about how... Because how do we know what the aliens are going to try and communicate? Their form of communication might be very different to our even concept of communication. I've seen Arrival. I watched that movie. I'm all about it.
I think I'd just say 42's the answer. See you later.
Yeah, exactly. What would you put in the message from space, the coded fake alien message? And also, what do you want to be when you grow up? That's the questions to ponder on this morning. And text us on 53955. Thank you, Rob. Nice to get a bit of space in our day today.
I'll hopefully be up there next week.
Awesome.
Just a message to people out there. If you are offered any sort of injections to make yourself better, go and do it. I didn't, and I suffered for it.
Yeah, so got to get those flu jabs before it gets
that's
you.
That's the word I was searching for.
Yeah, Thank you. Hey, rest up, Rob, and we will see you when you're feeling well again. You've picked us a bit of Basement Jacks this morning.
Nice one.
To really wake us up.
Because this is my song, because I don't know where my head is, and the song's called Where's Your Head At? If you find mine, can you let me know?
Excellent, we will. Thanks, Rob. Have a good one. Take care. Yes. Bye-bye.
And yeah, I've got... See ya.
Oh, no.
Hi, Rob. Where's your
big tune, Basement Jacks. Where's your head at, picked for us by the Barter Bollocks this morning?
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.